What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope your Friday is starting off well. Hope your weekend is starting off well. YouTube live chat poll today in honor of Valentine's Day. Is any Valentine's Day plans? I have plans. I don't celebrate. I hate love. Wherever you're at, we'd love for you to weigh in on that. We'll have those results coming up at the end of the show in about 2 hours from right now. Brad Range popped in on the YouTube live chat feed here that's going on. You know, it's a guy who, even on his day off, he still comes back and logs in with all the fannies that are there. Great discussion that's going on. Speaking of a great discussion, we have the opportunity to get the only congressman from St. Charles County who's joining us on the radio right now. Congressman Dr. Bob Onder joins us. Congressman, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm doing really well, especially back here in God's County.
You know, you're becoming a regular on the Annie Fry Show. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is awesome. I love talking to conservative talk radio hosts throughout the district, but especially here on the Annie Fry Show.
So it was great seeing you and Allison last weekend. You were back in town for the Boys and Girls Club Gala. You guys are always out and about in the community. I'm sure it's probably tougher now because as congressman, you got a big district to cover through all of that. But it was great seeing you there. I got to ask you, how's it? It's been, what, 6 weeks since you got sworn in? Something like that?
Yes. Yeah, a little over 6 weeks, yes.
So what's it like being Congressman Bob Onder?
Well, you know, it's really busy. It's really busy. You know, I served in the Missouri legislature for 10 years, and, you know, some things are similar. The process is similar in some ways, different than others. You know, probably the thing that's most different is spending all that time in Washington, D.C., and then there are an awful lot of events that consume the weekend. You're right. I do have a bigger district. Of course, as state senator, I had one half of St. Charles County, and now I have all or part of 16 counties. So it's going, you know, this is our district week coming up. So I'm thrilled to be back in Missouri. I think I'll be spending, I'll be sleeping most nights in my own bed, which is a good thing. But Alice and I will be getting all around the district. We'll be in Cole County and Jefferson City most of Monday. And, you know, just, you know, getting to, as you know, I live and work here in St. Charles County, but getting to know the rest of the district better, I look forward to.
Well, I know you have a history in the Missouri legislature. You were in the House, you were in the Senate, you've done that part. But I'm just curious, being in D.C., the folks who have been there for a while, because obviously in Missouri, you have term limits. So after 8 years, you got to go. But with D.C., yes, there are people who have been there for a very long time. Are they surprised by the speed of everything that is going on with the Trump administration right now?
Well, I do think they are surprised. And of course, in the case of Republicans, especially more conservative Republicans, they are thrilled to see things moving as fast as they are. Yeah, Donald Trump really hit the ground running just on the first day, signing many executive orders, securing our border, declaring a border state of emergency, within days, outlawing DEI, declaring that there are only two sexes, male and female, doing everything he can to get wokeness out of our military, out of our schools, out of our public life. And of course, Elon Musk over at Doge is just finding unbelievable amounts of corruption, of mismanagement. I mean, can you imagine, John F. Kennedy started the U.S. Institute for International Development, USAID, with the premise that if we, spread foreign aid around, I think that's perhaps a false premise, but if we spread foreign aid around to various countries, we could buy their favor in the Cold War. Well, it turns out USAID is just becoming a slush fund, not only for ridiculous projects like transgender operas in Colombia and Peru, but even laundering money so as to assist in the Trump impeachment effort and funding left-wing journalistic outlets like the New York Times, Politico, and the BBC. It is just unbelievable. Thank God for Elon Musk and his computer geeks who are getting in there. It really is revenge of the nerds against the progressive left.
It's been amazing the stories that they have uncovered. I mean, just the one that just completely blew my mind, not even from a money standpoint, but just from a "Are you serious?" is talking about the federal employees' retirement records being stored in a mine, like 20 stories below the ground. Here you are. And that's where our federal records are being kept for employees. Like, in today's world, we can't digitize that.
You can't digitize that and keep it on one of the many, many servers we already own in Washington, D.C. Yeah, just absolutely, absolutely insane. And it just, one thing after another. I mean, Sesame Street for Iran. I mean, what in the world are we doing? And that's why, Elon Musk has estimated that he can save about $1 trillion a year in waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, I don't know if he can find that much waste, fraud, and abuse, but whatever he finds, it's going to be a game changer, not only to save the taxpayers money at a time when we're literally going bankrupt, but also just to get government out of things that they ought not be, government ought not be meddling in.
Well, I think we can all agree government is probably the least efficient business model that you can find anywhere. And whether you're talking about, I mean, even in St. Charles County, where I think we're pretty conservative on our budget, I'm sure you could find savings there. I'm sure you can find it in the state of Missouri. But what they're finding at the federal level is amazing, the waste that we're having. You were talking a little bit about immigration and getting into that. And I believe that the Border Patrol agent is Raul Gonzalez, they had the Safety Act. Didn't that just get passed?
Yes. We just yesterday debated and then voted on the Raul Gonzalez Officer Safety Act. I actually participated in the floor debate on that. And it's really interesting, Mike, when the Democrats don't want to talk about the subject at issue, they always try to change it to something else. And as we were talking about keeping our Border Patrol agents safe, the Democrats, led by Jamie Raskin, wanted to talk about the price of eggs. The price of eggs is all Donald Trump's fault. He's been in office, 2 weeks. The price of eggs, and they wanted to demonize Elon Musk. But that bill was named after Raul Gonzalez, a Border Patrol agent who was tragically died in a high-speed chase when an illegal alien was trying to evade arrest. So that bill would state that that evading, fleeing from a Border Patrol agent is a deportable offense, and would make that illegal alien ineligible for lawful reentry into the United States. I think, a very common sense measure. But what we're doing in Congress, especially the U.S. House, is providing the legislation and, of course, the funding so that Donald Trump can make us safe again by securing the border. Because let's face it, we have to put some of these things in the statutes permanently because we may, heaven forbid, not forever have a Republican president. So, you know, someday when we have Chelsea Clinton or Malia Obama as president, we need to make it very clear.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. It's Valentine's Day.
You can't do something like that. That's an I hate love comment right there.
Let's hope we have someone a little more like RFK than anyone named Obama or Clinton.
There you go.
We need to make some of these laws permanent because, let's face it, a Democrat president could reverse many of these things as quickly as Donald Trump fixed them. We're all on the same team in Washington. We Republicans are working together on the Make America Safe Again, Make America Healthy Again, and Make America Great Again agendas.
We're talking with Congressman Dr. Bob Onder, and, you know, that's a good point that you're talking about with everybody working together, especially with such a narrow majority that you have to work for. And I love seeing how everything is going through and how you guys are all working together. But I wanted to say congratulations on introducing your first piece of legislation, the Timely Departure Act, that actually has a St. Charles County tie to it.
Well, yeah, Mike, it does. I've been telling this story to everyone who will listen, not only around our district in Missouri, but also in Washington, D.C. Yes, it's easy to forget at a time when Joe Biden just let in 10 million illegal aliens into our country, that actually the border traditionally hasn't been our largest source of illegal aliens, rather visa overstayers, people who were, you know, originally came on a tourist or a work visa or a business visa or a student visa, who then don't follow our law and leave the country when they're supposed to. And this led to just horrific events in St. Charles County when an illegal alien of Middle Eastern descent who was here on a tourist visa overstayed his visa. And then in January, just this January, one night, sexually assaulted a young woman while he was driving an Uber. And then a few nights later, sexually assaulted another woman while he was driving a Lyft. So like the Lake and Riley Act, this evil person should never have been in our country, at least shouldn't have been in our country when he committed these acts. So the Timely Departure Act would require aliens to post a bond and would then make them ineligible for future visas for a period of time should they overstay their visa.
Well, congratulations on getting that done. It's a good piece of legislation that I hope you're able to get over the finish line. I know there's a lot that's going on. I mean, Fox keeps talking about how President Trump is just flooding the zone every day, man.
He really is.
He really is.
And we are not tired of winning, Mike.
I don't think anybody ever gets tired of winning, but this guy just keeps opening up the fire hose, and here comes another one. So you're going to be in town or in the district, I guess, for this next week, doing visits there?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I'll be spending a lot of time in central Missouri, of course. I believe there's another charity event, and I'm blanking on which one it is, in St. Charles County this Saturday.
That is Community Living event.
Yeah, it's Community Living. So I'll be at the Community Living Gala on Saturday night. So I'll be here. I'll be returning here for something every day. I know Monday is Jefferson City. I think Wednesday I'll be in Osage County for their Lincoln Days in, I believe it's Owensville this year. So I love doing this. I love getting around the district and talking to people and, you know, telling the story of the great things we're doing in Washington, D.C.
Well, I will see you tomorrow night because I'm emceeing Community Living. So I will see you there for that.
You always do a great job, Mike.
I appreciate that very much. Congressman, we appreciate the time and good luck this week being at home and getting around the districts.
Thank you. See you soon.
That is Congressman Dr. Bob Onder joining us today. Brand new first congressman from St. Charles County, which is actually kind of surprising. You would figure with the history of the first Missouri state capitol being in St. Charles, somebody would have been there. But Dr. Bob Onder is the first one to do that. Ryan is coming back, going to join us here in just a little bit. Remember that YouTube live chat poll in honor of Valentine's Day. What's your Valentine's plans? I have plans. I don't celebrate. I hate love. So jump on in. We will continue with the Annie Fry Show. It's Mike Elam sitting in today for Annie. And no, she's not sick. She's all good. She's just enjoying a little special Valentine's love with the family in the only way the Fry family can do it on 97.1 FM Talk.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
had a feeling of something right.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope your Friday is going well. Hope you have great weekend plans. It's supposed to rain this weekend, but I don't think it's supposed to have any snow. I'm already done with winter. Are you done with winter?
Yeah, and I think more so because I keep hearing that February is actually going to continue to be pretty rough.
See, I don't want that.
Yeah, no. Just looking right now, it says temps are supposed to drop today. So,
oh, that stinks. Well, and as I started to say something, then all my watch goes off and talks about a weather warning that's coming this way.
Yeah, it's so next week at this time, it'll be a high of about 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we got a cold front coming through apparently next week.
I'm very excited about
that. With possible snow.
Ah.
I don't know how much, so don't take me on that, but it just, you know, looking at my phone, it just has the little snowflake later in the week. So.
Are you sure that's not a Democrat? Just kidding.
It's libs of TikTok.
You know, only 12% of liberal women are completely satisfied. That was a very sad number.
As we learned,
that was very good. You know, one of the things that I've been surprised about, when they started talking about all the nominees that Trump was pushing forward, and in the beginning, like Rubio had a 99-0, he got in with no problem, right? Like day one, Marco's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had the folks, I've noticed the ones, generally speaking, who have served in D.C. have been confirmed without that much trouble. There wasn't a lot of them, but for the ones who were congressmen or senators in Rubio's case, they got approved, even with Democrats voting for them. Not all of them, of course. But then you started seeing, you know, Pete Hegseth is coming up, and you have to bring in the vice president to get him across the finish line and make it a 51-50 vote to get that done. But Tulsi Gabbard was supposed to be almost impossible for her getting approved. And then it turned to RFK was not going to get sworn in. But, hey, Matt, I seem to remember this thing just happening. Play cut one for me, would you?
I, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
That sounds like him getting sworn in.
He did. He made it. Yesterday.
How about that? I thought this wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, it's interesting because other than Rubio,
right,
the people who've had the most trouble getting confirmed are the people who had the biggest profile.
And the people who, in two of those cases, were former Democrats.
Yeah.
Up until last year.
That is weird, isn't it? This is a point that probably should be made more often, that we're really in a season right now. And I'm not saying it'll last forever.
Right.
But right now, and people call it different things. They call it a populist movement. They call it a people's thing, you know, like the workers' movement, whatever you want to call it.
Here's a different label I'm going to slap on it.
Yeah. But really right now, what we're experiencing in America is you have people who are part of the establishment, the system, in Washington, D.C. And I guess this would play out everywhere, too. But Washington, D.C. is people who are part of the established system and people who are not and people who ran on I am not.
Right.
And so there are little things, policy disagreements that people have that are just being brushed aside because they're saying, no, actually, your mission is bigger than that right now. And what we're finding is, great, this was the right move, because the amount of corruption that's just starting to dribble out.
Right.
And this is despite the mainstream media trying to not report on it at all. But people are finding out, and because the little things that make the headlines, unfortunately, they're the drops in the bucket. The transgender comic book in Peru,
right,
and the opera in Ireland.
And that the Sesame Street thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things, it's not that you shouldn't talk about them. It's not that you shouldn't cut that garbage. But that stuff gets out. That's what people hear, and they go, oh man, that is stupid.
Yeah.
That is the kind of stuff that should be cut. Meanwhile, you're talking about billions and billions being funneled through who knows what to who knows what, and they haven't even started to get to that stuff yet.
Yeah, this is the thing that he's just starting, right? I mean, mind you, Trump's only been there since the 20th. So, and he doesn't even have his full team done yet. His cabinet's not even approved yet.
Right.
So we're still waiting for that to happen. But I find it very interesting, and you talked about this earlier, of how much these folks are screaming and the things they're screaming about. I mean, not just the cutting the money, but from the immigration standpoint, of they're throwing a fit when they're talking about... Tom Holman talking about, and he's been on the show before, talking about the fact of they're going after the worst of the worst. And you're seeing these Democrat governors, Democrat mayors who are saying, we're going to protect our people. I'm like, these aren't your people. And these are the people that are committing heinous crimes in some cases against your people. And you're going to stand up for them? You're not going to stand up for the people in your community who are just trying to get by. You're going to stand up for the people who are committing crimes, and in many cases, violent crimes against your people. I don't understand where your head is at. And the crazy guy from Pennsylvania who ends up making sense, right, of all senators that we thought were going to make sense, he is not the one that I would have picked to be the voice of reason. But he's at least come and said, I don't understand what the controversy is of getting rid of violent criminals in your community.
Well, I don't get why you can't adopt that position publicly. I get that you're trying to be, well, you know, you're the resistance party right now if you're the Democrats. I understand that. But what is your resistance? Because right now the strategy is anything that Trump does, we're just against that. It really doesn't matter what it is or if the position makes any sense or not. And one of the stories that I actually pulled up that we didn't get to was from the Babylon Bee. It actually highlights this. It says, Democrats rush to chug as much seed oil as possible before RFK takes over. Because that's the kind of stuff we're talking about, that they're not really saying, here's what we are, here's what we stand for. They're just saying, we're the party of the resistance. Well, the problem is, if 80% of America, and a lot of these, like talking about 80-20 issues, if Trump is on the 80 with the vast majority of these, especially early.
Yeah.
Now, once we get into it, it'll probably dwindle.
Well, it's going to get harder.
It's going to get harder.
This is low-hanging fruit at this point.
He's taking the easy stuff right now. I mean, you talk about women and men and women's sports. That's an 80-20 issue easy, probably more.
Yeah.
And so when you take those positions and you say, no, we're the resistance to that, you're saying we're going to stand up for something that the vast majority of America is against. So it's a losing position from the onset.
I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. What's your end game? It's the old Stephen Covey, right? Begin with the end in mind. So if you begin with the end in mind and you're the Democrat Party, where are you trying to end? Because if you're just screaming Orange Man bad, which has been, you know, the stuff in the first 4 years of Trump, and that's what they did, they're going back to that playbook and they're trying to pull out what worked for them before. But it's not working now because he's doing it differently. And I love the fact they talked about how transparent that they're going to be. And they've stood up to that. I mean, doing the press conference the other day from the Oval Office, Will Sharpe was in there again, man. Your boy is on
camera. Man, we see him more now when he's in Washington than we did when he was here.
I'm like, you were running for Attorney General and I didn't see you that much. And now I see you on TV almost every day.
And just for the record, he's not trying to be on TV. He just happens to be right there in the Oval Office every time.
He is in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Like, he is making it happen. But you had him and Elon and Trump in the Oval Office the other day. And they, to your point, the press is trying not to cover it, but they can't not cover it because he's being so transparent about everything. And he's saying, look, here's where we are. And Elon did something that politicians don't do. Elon said, we're going to make some mistakes, but we're going to fix them as soon as we can. But when you're working on something this big, I mean, the old expression that you can't really use these days is you're going to break some eggs, right? But
that costs too much nowadays.
That's right. It's too expensive. I saw a meme the other day that said, back in my day, we were so wealthy, we used to throw eggs and toilet paper.
At the houses of our enemies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look at that. But it's just interesting to see they bring this in and they're saying, look, this is what we're going to do. And we are this transparent with it. So if you want to tear us apart, and Elon, when they started talking about all the government contracts that he had, He said, I know you're coming after me. I know you're going to come after everything that I have. So I'm going to lay it all out there, the good, bad, and the ugly, and let you just go through it. So pick through everything that you want, but I'm going to lay it all out there and be completely transparent. And that's what he said that he was going to do. He's living up to it.
What do you think about the court? The courts pushing back on the legality of Doge. Do you think this is going somewhere, or is this just a road bump?
I think it's a road bump. I think you're looking at, I mean, they're cherry picking their courts. If you pay attention to where these cases are getting filed, they're getting filed in places where they know they have friendly judges.
Yeah.
And even, I love the fact when mainstream media will point out, this is a Trump-appointed judge. But where? That's a Trump-appointed judge. Where? Right? So if it's a blue state,
I think there was one guy. The rest of them have all been Biden and Obama judges.
Exactly. But the way a lot of these federal judges get appointed, from the way that I understand it, and I am no authority on this, but the senators from those states are the ones who put the names up. So if you have two Democrat senators, and there needs to be a judge in Illinois, let's say, and you have two Democrat senators from Illinois, and they're the ones that are going to put the names forward, you only have so many people to pick from. So they may have been the best of a worst choice that you could make.
Is that the blue slip thing?
Yes.
I think that's been a courtesy that they've continued to try to uphold. You're right. But they're also like, I'm not going to confirm a judge that's that far left. So there's a little bit of jockeying there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I'm viewing the courts thing the same way. That these are desperate attempts to stop a completely legal process. And I'm very open to the idea that, hey, Trump has done something. He's not a politician.
No.
He's just trying to get work done.
He is.
And so he'll do things sometimes that people come along and go, no, you can't. That's not exactly the way it goes, especially in the first term. I don't think it'll happen as much in the second term because he's got such great advisors around him
yes.
who know him, and everybody knows the way he operates. And so he's probably leaning on them a little bit more to make sure he's staying within the bounds, which is why you probably haven't seen them take these to the Supreme Court yet.
Yes.
Because while everybody's going, what's taking you so long? What's taking you so long? As if Trump's not acting fast enough.
Right.
There's probably a very specific strategy that they're working out here because they know they're just being peppered from all these different courts. Then they're mostly left leaning. But I wanted to bring this up really quick because it's something I've been reading a lot on this subject because I want to make sure that I'm not just rah rah Elon Musk. He's my guy.
Right.
You do have to follow precedent. You have to follow the law. But I can't find any way in which these criticisms really make a lot of sense to me. So I'm saying, well, either I don't understand the law well enough, which is very possible, or the lawsuits themselves don't make much sense. So I'm trying to educate myself. And one of the things that I've come across here that I don't think is getting much coverage, and really it was just kind of breaking yesterday, which is probably why.
Okay.
And this stuff comes from Elon Musk. So he's sharing stuff that's it percolates out there.
Yep.
And then you go, is that real or not? And then you see an authoritative source say, yes, this is real.
Is this B or not?
Right, exactly.
Some of them sound B.
And I've been trying to check on all this stuff because things are moving so dang fast.
Yeah, I know.
That I get that if you're tuning in to 97.1, you know, part of the role that you're seeking out is, well, what's really going on? And so we're trying our best to keep up because, I mean, it's so fast. But one of those things is that, and I don't know if you've heard this, Doge is actually not a new agency.
Oh, yeah. So it's working under a different banner, but they're putting Doge underneath that banner. But I want to say that banner, to go back to the 1950s?
Well, I don't know. So there's different forms of Doge. Right now, there's a Doge subcommittee in the Senate and a Doge subcommittee in the House.
But I mean the department, the banner that Doge is working
yes.
under, I think that has been around, I want to say, since 57.
Well, these people say, and this is what Musk is saying, that it actually was created by Obama.
Oh, okay.
And
maybe
now,
different.
Now, maybe there's so many agencies right now. The 57 one sounds to me like it was a Kennedy thing. Maybe that's USAID. I don't remember.
There was a thing that happened Because I just heard, I know I said Fox a lot, but I tend to watch Fox a lot. Go figure, right? Conservative guy who watches Fox. Never heard of that before. But they were talking about the fact of, they're saying DOGE is an illegal agency, which I think is the point that you're making, but it's actually functioning under a broader banner that has been there for a while.
So the report here says that Obama created the United States Digital Service, USDS, in 2014. And it was meant as a patch to fix Obamacare.
Ah.
Because remember the problems that we had with, me as in everybody, had with Obamacare's website?
Right.
That it was supposed to be this, oh gosh, you just get on there and it'll take care of you. And it was just this.
It was horrible.
Awful. And they wasted, I think, $1 billion on it or something crazy on one website. Well, fast forward to 2025. It says Trump rebrands the USDS as DOGE. So he kept the function, changed the name, keeps the funding, which is the big deal.
Nice.
But gives it a whole new mission of finding the receipts. So that's what this is operating. And it says it's legally untouchable because it was already fully funded and operational before Trump. So Trump invokes this thing called the 5 USC 3161, which allows him to create temporary hiring authorities. DOGE team gets embedded inside basically every federal agency through USDS. Each team consists of a lawyer, HR rep, Zoomer nerd, and investigator, because they're digital services.
Right.
They report to DOGE, not the agency they're embedded in. And so that's how they're doing this, is through this USDS that Obama created.
It was bad for the country, but I think the best thing that happened for Donald Trump was to lose the election, because I don't know that he would be the president that he is right now if he hadn't had the past 4 years able to put all this stuff together, because he had 4 years to say, man, if I could do this all over, knowing what I know now, here's what I would do. And he did. I mean, he put all that stuff together. And before he even got sworn in, he had the plan ready. All these executive orders were already gone through legal challenges, at least through the attorneys, not through the courts. But they had researched them, had the legal background, had the standing, and they said, this is what we think we can do. This is what we think we can defend in court, to your point. And I think all this stuff is going to get to the Supreme Court. And I think the Supreme Court at some point is going to have to figure out, how many of these are we going to hear? Or are we going to cherry pick the ones that are going to set the overall precedent and make a lot of this other stuff go away?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have to do that, because the Democrats are filing so many lawsuits that they're not going to be able to take care of all of those, because the Democrats are trying to go the other way and they're flooding the zone with all their lawsuits. But I think your point that you're making with Trump's team being smart enough to say, hey, here's a group that's already there. And I think the bad part for the Democrats is there's so many things in the budget that they've lost track. Right? There is so much ways.
You read today, Elon's moving into the IRS. And you're like, I think at the beginning of the week, he was on HHS. And then in the middle, he was on Medicaid, Medicare. And now he's like, this is 1 week that this is all happening within.
Hey, I want to talk about RFK Jr. So let's take a break here for a second. Let's come back and talk about that, because watching what the Democrats have been saying, especially yesterday and today, the fear mongering that is going on in America right now is something that just takes it to a whole new level. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Mike Elam, Ryan, Matt, we are all here filling in for Annie today on the Annie Fry Show. Brad took the day off too, but we are hitting it out of the park. At least that's what I'm telling Annie when we talk about it. Mike Elam on 97.1 FM Talk. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Annie Fry today. Ryan and I were just talking about all the confirmations that have been happening with Trump's people coming in. And the one I wanted to talk about a little bit is the RFK one that got going on. Because if there is any of them that has the most fear-mongering going on, it's got to be this. Because I saw this doctor who was on the news talking about the fact that RFK is going to make vaccines very hard to get, if you can get them at all. He's definitely going to take away all of your choices, and he's going to force all this conspiracy theory stuff down your throat. And RFK has been saying from the beginning, if it's kind of reminds me of Obama and Obamacare. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And he says, if you want to get a vaccine, you can still get your vaccines. But we're going to do the science behind the vaccines. One of the things, my wife and I were watching TV last night, and it was about this subject. And RFK said on Laura Ingraham's show that the number of vaccines that a child gets over the course of their school years is 72. I never would have guessed a number that high. I wouldn't even have guessed half that number. I mean, is that surprising to you?
Yeah, I think it's something like, compared to when I was a kid, which is, you know, the 80s, I think it's about 10 times as much or 8 times as much. It's,
really?
It's something like it used to be a dozen or 15 when I was a kid.
There weren't
on,
a lot.
Depending
when
on
I was
when
younger.
In the 80s it would have been. But now, yeah, it's like sevenfold or eightfold.
It's amazing. And then you look at all of the different things that our country has that no one else has. And the food part is the part that really just blew my mind. I mean, talking about the fact of food that we're offered on our grocery stores today, even in Canada, much less all of Europe, you can't get that food. And I read a book years ago called Wheat Belly. Have you ever heard of this?
No, but I like where this is going.
So it's a doctor who's a cardiologist, and he was talking about the obesity rate in America and how we are the fattest people on the planet. We are the most unhealthy, wealthy people compared to the rest of the world on the planet. So you have all this money in the United States, and if you're one of the poorest people in America, you're still one of the wealthiest compared to the rest of the world, because so much of the world is so poor. But he said the wheat that we have today is not the wheat that we had prior to the 1950s, even. That's when a lot of these GMOs started coming in. And the idea behind it was a good idea. I mean, we need to have more wheat. We need to have more grain because we're going to need to feed the world. But this wheat that we have today doesn't digest in your body the way that it used to. So the wheat that's being made, germinated, organically made, it causes all this inflammation in your body, and your body can't digest it well. That inflammation leads to all of these other problems that we run into. And this book was probably 20 years ago that the guy wrote this book. But he talked about the fact of just taking his cardiac patients off of wheat. Nothing else. Didn't take them off of sugar. They didn't do a big exercise program. They just got rid of wheat. How many drugs they came off of, how much their health improved, and in many cases, they didn't have to get the heart surgery that they were going to have to do. But the problem is, there is wheat in everything, because they use it as a way to congeal things, to get them together. Even Campbell's tomato soup has wheat in it as one of the ingredients, because they use that to bring it together and make it gel. So you start looking at these things that the United States, even with all our wealth, is able to have, that the rest of the world said, nah, that stuff, really unhealthy for you. And RFK is saying, we're going to get that stuff out of here, or at least we're going to bring you the science so you're able to see it and go, this is not crackpot science. This is real stuff.
Yeah, and you said that book was written 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so it's not as if somebody writes the book and immediately everybody goes, well, that's true. We have to do that now. I get that there's time that
right.
takes place here. And if you go over the span of, since the 50s, it takes time to figure out, oh, that's not working. Here's a study. I'm figuring this out, you know?
Right.
But the problem is that we've had this information now for 20 years, sometimes longer, and the agencies like HHS, FDA, that's their job. That's the only reason, in a lot of ways, FDA would do other things too, but
that's the reason why they're here.
That's why they're there.
Yeah.
Is that we can't individually take our time and resources to all read every single book like that that comes out.
Right.
But those people can look at that science and say, actually, this looks like there's something here. But there's been such buddies with the revolving door with the companies that make these things that it's gotten way out of whack that we shouldn't be having to be so drastic right now. This should have been something these agencies were doing the whole time.
And I'm generally not a big conspiracy theory guy. I mean, I maybe it's because I don't want it to be true, but I'm generally not that guy. But in a lot of, when it comes to the food stuff especially, I'm kind of there. I really am. Because, I mean, RFK is talking about we're going to get rid of these artificial dyes that go into our food. No one else in the world allows the food companies to put that into their food.
It's a red flag right there.
Yeah.
I mean,
and red dye is one of the things that they talk about. Just the inflammation that gets into your body that causes all these problems. And having grandchildren now, I can tell you one thing. When you have grandkids, it changes your perspective on life. It really does. I mean, having kids, I was so busy with having kids. But once you have grandkids, you start looking at legacy, better world. What are we leaving behind for them? Like, I've got time to care about things that I was too busy in the world of trying to raise a family. You start looking at these type things and you go, man, what are we doing? What are we leaving behind? And now you're seeing all of these cases of so many of our kids are on medication. They're on spectrums. Like, we didn't talk about being on the spectrum when I was a kid. All boys, like, we didn't have ADHD. That wasn't a thing when I was a kid. Mike's just a strong-willed boy. That's what it is. He can't shut up. So that works out well for him being on the radio later. But as a kid, the whole thing was, yeah, he's just a strong-willed boy. He's got a lot of energy. Now, we would call me ADHD, and they would have medicated me, right? So you learned over the years to self-medicate, because if you are ADHD, a lot of caffeine, which is what they give you in pills now, a lot of caffeine calmed you down. And you learned how to focus, which you couldn't do without that. So you learned those type of things. But now, all of our kids are on medication, or they're on a spectrum, or they've got a special class that they have to do. And it's like, where did this come from? Why all of a sudden do we have all of these issues that are going on, and where is it coming from? And I kind of thought RFK was a bit of a crackpot when he first came on the scene, to be honest with you. I didn't really give him a lot of credence. And I have to give my wife credit for really going, you should listen to some of the stuff he's saying. Like, go look at this. I know where you're coming from, but look at this, read this, listen to this. And I'm starting to think he's right.
Man, that's the beauty of the time we live in.
Yeah, information abounds.
Information. And these people, they can speak directly to you.
Yeah.
You know, and we couldn't have done this. Well, unfortunately, we couldn't have done this 5 years ago, because all the social media was controlled by people who were squashing anybody who was saying anything like this.
And remember, that was a conspiracy. That really wasn't happening. Up until the election happened, and then they went,
it was happening.
FBI was telling us, don't do that, and block those people.
Yeah, exactly. So it's great. There's so many things, we said this yesterday, that... And you actually said this today, that it's probably better that Trump did lose.
Yeah.
Or at least it turned out better that he's in there now instead of for the last 4 years, because they kind of let the inmates run the asylum.
They did.
And see what it's like, and then see how deep it goes, and see what you can get away with for 4 years. And then we're going to come in and really clean it up.
Well, it's really crazy for the fact that, I mean, it's bad for the country. So don't hear what I'm not saying, right? It's bad for America that Trump lost because we had to go through the last 4 years of Biden. And that may have really entrenched some people in places that it's going to be hard to dig them out, right? But I think it was great for Trump, because now he's able to come back, and just the stuff he's done in a month, you're like, really? That's insane that we could get that much done that quickly. But I love where he's going. I love how, I know they keep using the term, and I keep using their term, flood the zone. But it's funny. I think he throws some stuff out there just to play with them.
Oh, I do too.
And go, hey, pay attention to this. And while you're paying attention to that, and the Democrats are freaking out and trying to... berate some security guard in front of the Department of Education who's just like, you have no business here. You're not coming in. While they're berating him, here are all these other things that are going on, and they're getting passed.
I think that every time I hear the phrase Gulf of America,
I do too.
I'm like, that is just a shiny thing that's meant to draw attention. Look over here at Gulf of America. Doesn't that make you mad?
And I got to tell you, at some point, I think Trump's going, did we really get away with that? I think we did. I think they bought it. Like, I know. That's crazy. Hey, we are going to talk to the governor of the state of Missouri. Mike Kehoe is going to join us on the other side. Got to attend his State of the State a couple of weeks ago. He has laid out a very ambitious plan for the state of Missouri. So we're going to check in with him and see how it's going so far. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Addie Fry today. St. Louis is home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.